Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Blair Boone Magura, your host for this afternoon. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we welcome a special guest, a pianist extraordinaire, who is equally at home as a soloist, a collaborator with great singers, a chamber musician, a jazz pianist, or a vocal coach, the consummate musician Mark Markham. I had the privilege to sit down with Markham during his recent visit to Hawaii for a performance for the Alliance Française of Hawaii. In the lead-up to that performance, he took some time to chat with me in what will be presented as a two-part interview. During this first hour, we talked about an impressive career that encompassed a 20-year collaboration with American soprano Jessie Norman, and on the second half of this program, to be aired exactly 1 week from today, he also discussed his personal interactions with another American legend, soprano Leontine Price, as well as his current collaborations with a new generation of singers, all poised to be the next big voice on the concert and operatic stage. But first, a bit about the subject of today's program. Markham is the recipient of the 2016 Distinguished Alumni Award from the Johns Hopkins University, and his international career encompasses performances in North America and South America, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. The artistry of his playing has been described as brilliant, exquisitely detailed, and in full service to the music. Before plunging into our interview, here is just a sample of his flawless execution of Alexander Scriabin as Markham performs Scriabin's Etude in D sharp minor, Opus 8, number 12. Mark Markham has enjoyed some incredible collaborations with a new generation of stars in recent years, like sopranos Leah Cruchetto and Jennifer O'Loughlin, and mezzo-sopranos Elizabeth DeShong and Janae Bridges. But I couldn't help but begin the hour by discussing the 20-year partnership with famed soprano Jessie Norman. I asked him to speak a little bit about how that collaboration began.
The teacher I studied with at the Peabody Conservatory, Anne Shine, has known Jessie Norman since the 60s, when they were in Washington, D.C. together. And Jessie eventually sang at her wedding to Earl Carlos, the second violinist of the Juilliard String Quartet. And so Jesse sings at their wedding. That's 1969. And many years down the road, I'm a student at the Peabody Conservatory, even as an undergrad, as a graduate student. Anne is writing when people actually wrote letters to each other. And she's writing letters to Jesse in correspondence. And she mentions me that she has a young student who's very gifted, supposedly, in this repertoire. And it'd be wonderful one day if you could meet. And Jesse really never responded that much to it. Said, that's nice. That was all. And then one time she wrote to her and she said, well, he sounds lovely, but we've never worked together. So they spent a couple years touring. And that was in the early 90s. And then 1995, in January, Jeffrey Parsons, who had worked with Jesse for almost 20 years, he passed away suddenly, and Jesse was looking for a pianist. And Anne wasn't available, and she was trying other people, and it wasn't working out. And then I played a concert with Derek Lee Reagan, the American countertenor, in Brussels, and it was during the big Farinelli movie, where he was the voice of that movie, and she comes to my dressing room and says, who are you? You're it. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, you're perfect for Jesse Norman. And I said, well, that's very nice. I said, it seems a bit premature now that Jeffrey has just passed away. But why don't we, you know, fine. I said, let me play the second half of the concert, please. And so she left, and that's where we started. And so a month or two later, when Jesse really needed somebody, she had input from Anne and input from this manager in Brussels at the same time saying, use Mark. And that's how it all happened. I got a phone call one day asking, could you be available to speak? Or are you available? And then I said yes for these dates. And then, could you speak tomorrow night at 8:30? And so that's how it started.
And the rest is history. And that was about what year?
1995.
1995. Yep. The same year that I actually saw the two of you in concert. So I didn't realize that the very first time that I was seeing the two of you collaborating in concert, that was also your first year together.
That year, it was in Rochester, right?
It was in Rochester.
That was our fourth concert.
That's incredible. And it was, I still remember it today. That was one of the most incredible concerts that I had ever attended at that period. It was very inspiring for me. So what are we going to hear today? What did you choose from Jesse, the Jesse Norman collection?
Well, there's a performance of Richard Strauss's Zu Eignung. I don't know, maybe we'll listen. There's a recording with Jesse of Widmung, of Schumann's Widmung, as an encore. We probably did it, I'm guessing, 150 times at least. Every time it was different.
In addition to the recording of Markham and Norman performing Schumann's Widmung and Strauss's Zu Eignung, I've added here Schubert's Erlkönig with Jesse Norman and Mark Markham.
Oh,
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and you just heard live performances of Jesse Norman with pianist Mark Markham performing Schumann's Widmung, Strauss's Zeugnung, and Schubert's El König. Markham went on to discuss his special relationship with soprano Jesse Norman.
My first tour with Jesse, the third concert, we ended up in an accident at 2 o'clock in the morning with a moose on a highway. I'm covered in blood. She's got glass in her hair. We're on the side of the road in the middle of the night, and that's how we bonded. I mean, these types of things, and her reaction to all that and how she dealt with it. And you're watching this, which doesn't correspond to anyone else's life, because no one else is that person.
Once again, soprano Jesse Norman with pianist Mark Markham, this time performing Brahms' Lieder, will begin with Meine Liebe ist grün, followed by excerpts from Brahms's Gypsy Songs, or Zigeunerlieder.
Oh,
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and you just heard a live recording of Jesse Norman with Mark Markham performing Brahms's Meine Liebe ist grün, as well as excerpts from Brahms's Zigeunerlieder, or Gypsy Songs. Markham continued the discussion of Jesse Norman, his philosophy on collaborating with singers, and the art of a great rehearsal.
I can sight read pretty much anything. I'm not afraid of it. And so that opens doors to where you can digest more music. And then if you want to spend more time with it, you spend more time with it. But to me, I mean, of course, you learn a lot from different people. But you learn a lot about yourself as to when something is not quite the way you think it's going to be, how can you figure out a way to still be with that? and to accompany. Everyone hates that word now. They flip it into collaborative this and blah, blah, and all this lingo. And I said, no, to accompany someone. If you accompany someone to dinner, you dress the way they dress, in that if it's formal or if it's casual, and you're their partner for the evening, and you accompany them. And there's an art to that. And that's what this is about, that, you know, you learn to be with people via music. And hopefully music is the thing that kind of holds it all together, because that's what you have in common first. But then how you say things, how you want to say. A singer can be going through a song and they say something a certain way, and I hear the end of it, that they phrase something a little bit differently. So then my interlude that comes, I offer something back to them that responds at that moment to what they've offered. The sound is the last thing in music. It's everything that comes before, the energy, the breath, how someone prepares to say something. And in this art form, we get, our time is limited. We don't have 5 hours in an opera. We sometimes have a minute and a half to express something that can destroy you. It's so profound because it's been condensed from poetry, which really is this reduction of, you know, of feelings, of sentiment, of how to get that down very precisely to very few words. And then music is to enhance it, if there's room for music with that poem, or vice versa. Some poems don't need music. Some music needs words desperately. And a lot of the times I hear from some of my esteemed colleagues who rehearse once, and it's not because that's the only time they have, but they just rehearse once for a program. Every tour that I did with Jesse Norman, we had 2 days at least of rehearsal, maybe three, of going through everything again, reinventing things, talking about this, changing that. We go to Tokyo and do 3 recitals in a week, 10 days, 10 days, they're 3 days apart. 3 different programs. I can't imagine anybody right now wanting to do that, or even thinking about doing that, because their careers are built in opera. That's wonderful. And and that's part of the whole thing, the equation that, yeah, they have to, and that's how supposedly people get known, is by singing in opera. But that doesn't guarantee it's going to cross over into singing a song. And a lot of the times the opera, people who are singing opera all the time, they don't have time to learn all this music. Because if you're going to learn 20 songs in 3 or 4 languages, you do have to do your work.
One of the things that made the Norman and Markham collaboration so special and practically perfect was their refusal to be pigeonholed to just one genre. Norman, after leaving the opera and concert stage, expanded her universe by going into jazz, an area perfectly suited for Markham's gifts, particularly in the area of improvisation. In this next segment, we'll hear Jesse Norman and Mark Markham perform Duke Ellington's Solitude, followed by a jazz arrangement of Francis Poulenc's Les Chemins de l'Amour, The Pathways to Love. The recording of Solitude is from Jesse Norman's album Roots, My Life, My Song, released in 2010 and nominated for a Grammy. The jazz arrangement of Les Chemins de l'Amour was presented by Norman and Markham live for the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland.
In my solitude, chair and feel
Des fleurs effeuillées, l'écho sous les arbres de nos de rires clairs. Hélas, des jours de bonheur, radieuse joie. Je vais sans retrouver trace dans mon cœur. Chemin de mon amour, je vous cherche toujours. Chemin d'amour.
Si je dois l'oublier un jour, la vie effaçant toutes choses, je veux dans mon cœur que souvenir repose plus fort que l'autre amour. Le
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and my interview with internationally established pianist Mark Markham. I continued the interview inquiring about some of Markham's favorite art songs.
So I know it's a bit of a Sophie's choice. You really can't pick favorites, but what might be your favorite or some of your favorite art songs?
Wow. Thanks, Blair. there are songs of Poulenc, which I don't want to destroy is not the word, but they can cause you to be so still in how connected the text and the choices of harmonies, even without anyone singing, it's so amazing. And that, what is it, the Poulenc, c'est ainsi que tu es? That is one of those, the last song of Tel Jour, Tel Nuit. Nous avons fait la nuit. It's outrageous in all that's there, and it kind of surprises you. It slips up on you. You're not hit over the head. It just kind of, and by the end, you can't believe what has just been said. And then the pianist plays a postlude that goes on for, 25% of the song, where your responsibility there is to carry that.
In this next segment, you'll hear the songs that Markham mentioned by Francis Poulenc, C'est ainsi que tu es, et Nous avons fait la nuit from Tel Jour, Tel Nuit, performed by the composer himself at the piano, Francis Poulenc, and his collaborative partner, Pierre Bernac, famed French baritone and interpreter. Incidentally, soprano Jessie Norman counts Pierre Bernac as one of her mentors.
Ta chair d'âme. tous pieds couronnent tant, ton ombre qui s'étend et murmure à ma tombe. Voilà, c'est ton portrait, c'est ainsi que tu es. Et je veux te l'écrire.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and in this last segment of my first hour with Mark Markham, we discussed the language of music, spirituals, and what it means to possess a musical gift.
When I connect to something, it is incredibly intense, we'll just say that. So if I'm studying a song, a group of songs, or a new program comes, that is all I do. Because I need to understand why those words were written down, why they were put together the way they're put together, why this music. And I spend hours on airplanes looking at music, because to me it's just another language. Whether there are words there or not, it's still a language, and I have to understand why it was written the way it is. You have to walk in other people's shoes. And if you're not willing to even try that, then please stay away from music. because music is that sacred, and that it supposedly represents the very, very best of us, just like all art. It shows us at our best selves, at our highest place that we can go, and that these spirituals came out of a time when people were creative, when they were being destroyed pretty much and broken, and they still came up with this. And it's still here, and people are still talking about it. The younger generation doesn't always understand where it came from. They just think, oh, it's another song. But when you know your history, just knowing and sensing what it means. And I'm from a generation to where I was with people that where it had not started to fade. The difference between the spiritual and gospel and moving into more popular music and things like that. And you just listen to some of the words and listen to the sounds that come out. And if that doesn't tell, I didn't know what I was dealing with when I was young. I just knew there was something in there. There was a message that was beyond my comprehension, really.
Sure. Well, and as you say, walking in another person's shoes, a singer has to be, in the great Lotte Lehmann's words, both young and old, male and female,
right. Beautiful
and ugly sometimes.
Right.
So
right. You encompass everything. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to have an instrument that has a quality to it that's alluring or beautiful, whatever that means, but something that can carry that, while it's wonderful to have a beautiful voice or to have a beautiful piano in front of you or a great violin, it's your imagination that you share with the public. An artist is that person that can take all these things with their imagination and make it into something incredibly powerful and communicative. But the public, the non-artist, these are the people who don't have that gift. And they come because we offer it. And that helps to change their life for the 2 hours that they're in our presence and we're having communion via this music. And that's all that it's about. But if you just go up on stage to show that you have talent, please stay home, because you're kind of defeating the whole purpose of this thing. It's not about the artist. It's not about me up on the stage. It's about the music and the power of the music. And yes, I try to use every fiber of my being in the possibilities in that moment, because you don't want to get stuck. You want to keep that freedom. It's a form of being high, which you can't really explain that to anyone else either.
I hope you enjoyed the first of this two-part interview with pianist Mark Markham. I invite you to tune in again next week as I continue my chat with Markham about another great singer, Leontine Price, his collaborations with the next generation of singers, and we'll hear more of his solo piano performances as well as collaborations with other singers. I'll leave you today with Markham playing Rachmaninoff's Prelude in B Major, Opus 32, Number 11, as well as a performance of Strauss's Cecilia with Jesse Norman. And lastly, Ride On King Jesus, another favorite, with Jesse Norman and Mark Markham. Thank you.
me transfère.